Begin the current Dav, Masech, the Shabbos, Dav, Kuf, Yud, Dalad. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the mouse. It begins, where's the Gemara? Litka, you should blow the Shofar, Keichad, Leedi. That people should know the Chal of Shabbos could be Yom Kippurim, that the fats of Shabbos could be sacrificed on Yom Kippurim. Shabbos comes to prove that the intent of the Gemara is only to say that you should blow when Yom Kippurim is Erev Shabbos, not when Yom Kippur is on Sunday on Matzah Shabbos. Now, the Gemara brought from Zerah, a Braisa, that Yom Kippurim that's on Erev Shabbos, you don't blow the Shofar. Yom Kippurim is on Matzah Shabbos, you don't make Abdullah. So he thought that was according to everyone. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, they told him, no, that's only going according to Rabbi Kiva, where he holds that, Chel B'Shabbos are not running Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim not on Shabbos. So they're the same thing. No reason to make Tiki or Abdullah. But according to Bishmol, since Chel B'Shabbos are creating Yom Kippurim, like a taste of Maskel saying, then you should blow the Shofar so that they know that the Chel B'Shabbos can be sacrificed Yom Kippurim. So it's going to explain that this that it's saying according to Bishmol, you should make the Tiki. It's a little bit of a lamdish explanation of the simple pshat of the Gemara. Hach tekiya, this blowing, is when Yom Kippurim is be'erev Shabbos coming, is on Friday. In other words, then you're going to blow and to separate between Yom Kippurim to the coming Shabbos to say that Yom Kippurim is not as chamer as Shabbos, which means to say that, because when Shabbos is actually before Yom Kippurim, and when Yom Kippurim is on Sunday, then actually you could go ahead and sacrifice. Because the Tosafot says, although the simple understanding would make it sound like you want people to know that you could bring the Chel B'Shabbos to Yom Kippurim, that's not when Yom Kippurim is on Friday, that's when on Sunday. So it says no, because I mean Yom Kippurim is Chel B'Shabbos, because in that case when Yom Kippurim is on Sunday, lo yitakev Matzah Shabbos, the Gemara is asking you should blow the Shofar. That's not a case where you blow the Shofar on Matzah Shabbos, lo hidish Yom Kippurim hakal, to say, we're changing the status and downgrading Yom Kippurim is more lenient. Therefore, you can bring the Chel B'Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. So it says, no, because the Adjab, to the contrary. If you're blowing the Shofar, you ain't near Shulchamer. That would make it look like as if Yom Kippurim is more stringent. Because they're called Tekiah, should take him every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. Any Tekiah that are blown on every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, take him, but Knisah's Chamer is you only blow when the incoming day is more severe. And if you would blow from Shabbos to Yom Kippurim, it would not tell us that you could sacrifice the Chel B'Shabbos, we'd actually think that it's more chomer than Shabbos. Now, therefore, since we said that you blow only when you're coming into the day that's more severe of a sanctity than the day that you pass, that's what Amos Samach, as the Gemara says shortly, Yom Tov Shechal Bet Matzah Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out of Matzah Shabbos, Mavdilim Veloy Tekin, you do Avdol and you don't do the Tekiah, because Veloy Taki Lo Idea the Chel B'Shabbos Kribim Yom Tov, you're not going to blow the Shofar that you should know, that we could sacrifice the fats of Shabbos on Yom Tov, because if you blow to the contrary, it looks like the Yom Tov is more chomer. And again, therefore, you don't blow. The only thing you do then is you make Abdullah. Now, Amihu, however, says Tais the Hasim over there, when Yom Tov does fall on Matzah Shabbos, W do who is Yom Tov Kalam Shabbos. Tais says it's a little bit different than Yom Kippurim. Yom Tov, everyone knows Yom Tov is more lenient than that of Shabbos, because we know you could do Maichal Echal Nefesh and all those different things. So therefore, even if you would blow, actually, people would not make the mistake to think Yom Tov is more Chamer. That's why, since you don't have to let people know that Yom Tov is more lenient than Shabbos, so that's what says about the parakal, but someone says the Gemara shortly asks and says regarding the one who says that you blow even if it to make a heter. So the Gemara says if that's the case, then why even the pulls of Matzah Shabbos is not going to blow? But litke you should blow kiyach delay. Did the shor shchitul alta that you should know that your lot is slaughtered right now that it's Yom Tov? Says Taisus. So eshet kiyam that blowing ainah. That's not coming to tell you that Yom Tov is more lenient that you could do the shechita, because we said to the contrary. Tiki, if anything, would tell you going to Mohammed Digaday, and we all know Yom Tov is more kal. It's El Lehidiyashu Lilas, just coming to let you know that it's nighttime. Lehidiyash Yom Tov Kal Mashabbos, not to let you know Yom Tov is more lenient than Shabbos, because we said no one's going to go ahead and make that mistake. Everyone knows Yom Tov is more kal than Shabbos. Bentes of Justice says, Bahad Lekamahacham, this that we didn't say over here, that Litka, that you should blow the shofar when Yom Kippurim falls on Erev Shabbos, Keichad Deleida, that people should know the Chel B'Yom Kippurim ain't craving B'Shabbos. Why are you saying this like backhanded way that, when Yom Kippurim is Erev Shabbos, the most question is you should blow, so you should know that Shabbos is Mochamer, that when Shabbos is the day before Yom Kippurim, that then you would sacrifice the Chel B'Yom on Yom Kippurim, which is on Matzah Shabbos. Why don't you say simply, you blow the shofar on Yom Kippurim, that's Erev Shabbos, so that you know that the incoming day of Shabbos is Mochamer, that you cannot sacrifice the fats of Yom Kippurim on Shabbos. So it says, no, because the ha kilei taki nami, even if we don't blow the shofar, machmas, sheshabbos yom kippurim shavim, even if we wouldn't know that Shabbos is more chamer, but then if we wouldn't blow the shofar, we would know that they're equal, still ain't kriyim shel zebezeh. You wouldn't be able to do from one to the other, because it's only if one is more chamer than the other one, then you could do in the more kal one. And if that's the case, hatki ain't a mechachas, and then the blowing wouldn't prove anything. Shlei kriyim shel kippurim shavim, then you shouldn't sacrifice that of yom kippurim, which is on every Shabbos, for that of Shabbos, because and that's why, to the contrary, that we would say that through the blowing that you're blowing right now is actually that not that you to tell us that Shabbos is Mocham Yom Kippurim, and then we should know that the fats of Shabbos can be sacrificed in Yom Kippurim. That was actually what the Gemara's question actually was, that we should blow. So we should know that Shabbos is Mocham, that you can be, do the Chilvet Shabbos in Yom Kippurim, but not telling you anything that you can't do Yom Kippurim on Shabbos, because anyways, you can't do Yom Kippurim on Shabbos, even if it would be equal. Now, more of us says, Nami Leboy Lemifrach. We also didn't want to ask a coin to Bishmol that says Yom Kippurim is Molin the Shabbos, then, okay, then why did you do Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos that falls on Yom Kippurim? As Tzitzis says, V'liv d'bo Matzah Shabbos, why don't you ask, okay, you're saying, according to Bishmol, why don't you do Tekiah on Erev Shabbos? Well, what's with the case of when Yom Kippurim is a Matzah Shabbos? Why don't you do Havdalah? Which, because you're going down, downgrading from Shabbos to Yom Kippurim. Delayed that people should know the Chilvet Shabbos came in Yom Kippurim, that you could sacrifice the fast of Shabbos in Yom Kippurim. So why does the Gemara say, according to Bishmol, only just that you should blow Yom Kippurim on Erev Shabbos, why don't you have Havdalah when it's on Matzah Shabbos? So it's Tzitzis, no, because the Hub, you don't really have any publicization when Havdalah to be like Tekiah. Because since everyone does Havdalah in their house, so it says, even if people do Havdalah in the shul, in public, in person Havdalah can be Tekiah, you're not going to have so much of a publication of Havdalah like it is by Tekiah Shafer. And therefore, to the contrary, if we want to tell you that the Chavit Shabbat Tekiah Kippurim, we would have you blow the Tekiah on Erev Shabbos when Yom Kippurim is on Erev Shabbos, more than actually making Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Kippurim itself. King says that it begins with the Gemara, but Lidke, you should blow. That you should know that it's permitted to go ahead and to trim the vegetables. Please explain why doesn't the Gemara ask you should blow so that people should know that it's permitted to go ahead and make your bed if you make room to Shabbos. Says Tosfos is no, because who had the Nabi Matzal Mifrach? The truth is, we could have asked Alib to be Shmal that Lidke, you should blow. That you could spread the beds because yeah, Yom Kippurim is less than Shabbos. So if you blow, we know that you can make the beds now to be ready for Shabbos. But we wanted to ask it according to everyone, even according to those who disagree with Shmuel, and they hold that you're not allowed to make the vegetables from the Shabbos. Still, you're allowed to go ahead and trim the vegetables on Yom Kippurim from the afternoon onwards, and that should be a reason to blow according to both of them. Next says, last time we end the word, the Gemara Amar Yisrael says, "Lefisha in Dichet Shmuel Lahata." We don't override a rabbinic prohibition like blowing the shofar to make a leniency, to make a permissibility. So you can explain that why didn't the Gemara answer this regarding the fats of Shabbos to be sacrificed in Yom Kippurim? Because Rabbi Yisrael answered the question that why don't we blow in Yom Kippurim the poles on Erev Shabbos to let you know that it's lenient, you could go ahead and generally trim the vegetables. It's because the blowing of the shofar is a Shabbos, and you can't override a Shabbos to make a heter only to say that something is awesome. So it says, Le'el, now previously, Kippur, when the Gemara asked, Litke, you should blow Kirchid, the lady, the Chab Shabbos, Kirchid, the Chulu, that these fats of Shabbos can be sacrificed in Yom Kippurim. Why didn't the Gemara answer over there that you don't override a Shabbos to say a heter of sacrificing the fats? So it says, Le'el, Mutzlish, Nehoch, and we cannot have given that answer over there because they ain't do Hattorah. That's not a permissibility, Mashavatim, like even they were allowed to go ahead and sacrifice the fats of Shabbos in Yom Kippurim. El Chomer, to the contrary, it's a stringency. Sheikh Tir Marum, that you have to sacrifice the sacrificial parts. And below you have the Nasir, that shouldn't come to Nasir to be laying left over. And therefore, be Yashchomer Bidavah, there's a stringency in that Sheikh Hayyam, like them, that they have to sacrifice, and therefore the Gemara could not have said that you're not Deicha Shuz Lahat, it's not a heter, it's an obligation. Shinek says, Matzah, begins with the Gemara, El Kniva Zyarek. Rather, it's for the trimming of the vegetables. So this comes to prove that the teaching that it's forbidden to do the Kniva Zyarek is Nasmach to the Amal. Because the Gemara brought from a brisa that Yom Kippurim falls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Knivas Yerek. We learn it from the Pasuk, Shabbos, and we expound that it means to stop from doing Knivas Yerek, even if Shabbos is on Yom Kippurim. And you don't say that the brisa is talking about an actual malacha, because you don't need Shabbos in that, because that's for sure going to be also. Rather, it's talking about Knivas Yerek when it's even detached. It's forbidden because of a Shabbos, which does we learn it from the Pasuk, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, even if it's Yom Kippurim, which not generally you could do in Yom Kippurim. So it says nearly read, it seems to read that Smacht Ba'amahu, but this is not a real biblical Pasuk, it's just an illusion. And it's a shavus because even the rice would be biblical. Be Yom Kippurim namelitz, and then even Yom Kippurim should be forbidden. You can't do all malacha on Shabbos. You can't do that on Yom Kippurim either. Rather, obviously, it's only rabbinic, and it's just alluded to in the pasuk, and that's only a problem on Yom Kippurim that falls on Shabbos, but not on Yom Kippurim itself. But then says Taisa is a different question of Adam and Perikalakol. This is the Gemara says previous without annual base. High man the kohen silka chayv shem. If someone goes and trims the beets, he's gonna be chayv for two, one for cutting. And one for planting. So we see that Knivas Erek is biblically forbidden. And because also it wouldn't be Chayav Shtayim. So it's Taisin, the Hasamai B'Mukhub, but there's talking about where it's attached to the ground. Well, Chayav B'Tal, she has the more where it's attached, because like Rashi explains. More of it says Taisin, you can't compare it even when it's detached to what it says in Paraklav Gadol, I'm on the part of Silka. If someone goes and cuts slicely, very finely, Silka, the beets, that Chayav Mishim Taichin, Mishim for grinding, so why don't you say the same thing over here? So it's Taisa because no, the Hasam over there, Mike is Chatikha Dak is making very thin slices. That's similar to grinding. They were talking about large pieces, and therefore it's only going to be rabbinically rabbinic. Begins words the Gemara. Truth is, no, it's actually talking about for a malacha. Which I think I'm explaining what's the case of the brisa that trimming the vegetable is going to be a malacha because we have a different interpretation of the brisa. Actually, you make the clothes on Shabbos, you're allowed to do kinnivus yarek. And this that I brought from the brisa that we learned that it's forbidden is actually talking about malacha itself. But it's a malacha. Why do you need it for? You already know it's a leisa in the Torah. Let us say a malacha. Oh, it's to tell you that it's a say and a leisa say. But you can't prove regarding kinnivus yarek that in general maybe that's actually going to be permitted. And Taisa says, so it comes out that the trimming of the vegetable on the brisa that we're saying it is forbidden because of malacha. What's that malacha? So either because you're cutting it very thinly, like we said in the previous days, be biblical isur, similar to grinding. Or you can say it's which is attached to the ground, and then that's going to be kailish, which is kaitzer, which is biblically forbidden as a malacha. And Taisa says, la'el, which this actually is brought previously, this Taisa says, v'mai. The taste of Maskel says that why? Litka, you should blow the shayb. That you should know that it's permitted to go ahead and slaughter, which is going to explain that the blowing is not to tell you the heta, but that just that it's nighttime, as it's tasted in the previous tastes. The Gemara had asked, according to one man, the Amar, that says you're allowed to be over a shvus to make a heter, so then why don't you blow the shayfer and yumtim the falls about Shabbos to let you know that, oh, now you could slaughter. So to explain that this blowing, Laila did the yumtim kill. I can tell that yumtim is more lenient. Like I said in the previous tastes, everyone knows that. Rather, the Gemara's question is that you should blow lahaydiyah shul laila just that people should know that it's nighttime. Now, nighttime, then we know automatically that you can slaughter. And says, Vachina Maria, so the Re says, Ma'ash should take him a matzah yamikiburim. This is we blow the shayfa and yamimat at the end of yamikiburim. In el lahaydiyah shul laila. Just coming to let you know that it's nighttime. The Echilis, the name, Shazanu, that they could feed their sons who fasted the whole day. And again, lahachan, so this matzah yamikiburim. Also, that they could stop preparing the meal for yamikiburim, for the end of yamikiburim. Shahikan yamtib, which matzah yamikiburim is like a yamtib. Kamashiyasa, the python, like it's brought in the hymn. The piet, which it says, after the end of the fast, you should eat with song, with joy and with willingness. And that's why we blow the shayfer. And it says, not like the magzarim, which written them, that the blowing of the shayfer on the Matzah Yom Kippurim is to commemorate the Yevil year, which the 50th year of Yevil, which they would blow on the Matzah Yom Kippurim, the shayfer, to let the slaves go free. So he says, no, then why would we blow the shayfer every single Yom Kippurim? Why do you think Yevil was every single year? It was only every 50th year. So that can't be the reason. Rather, the reason is, like we said, just to let people know that it's nighttime, they can start feeding their sons who fast the whole day and start preparing for the Suddhis Yom Tiv of Matzah Yom Kippurim. Han Lach Shomri shall return to you the 15th Perek of Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vel Kisharm, with Taisus, which spoke about primarily that idea, but not and other malachas on Shabbos.